Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you what. See, this is a team I can get behind.
We'll see. You no. Be Evan and Spadoni.
No. The Warriors. 15 years, they finally put a team together that I can get behind. Well done, Mike Dunleavy.
Dude, a lot of people think it's because of Curry jersey, but it's not. No. You've been excited about this team. It's not about gift that
you know
Curry
what it's about. Right? Here's
and
what
the
it's
call
about.
That he made, right?
Here's what it's about. Kyle Anderson can go 0-for-9 from the floor and still help you.
That
with 5 steals.
Man, oh man, what
strength
a game.
In numbers.
Man, it's back. And it might not be your number might not be called that day. Like, we'll get into Kuminga.
Yeah.
But listen, I was at a funeral. My guy Lamont, God rest his soul,
sir.
Stoney. Have you ever went to a church? Have you ever been
careful.
In a church and the reverend's doing the sermon? My friend from Union City.
And you're checking scores?
Iguodala's friend, Landis Graydon, he did the service.
Oh.
And you feel like they're speaking to you about life. And the one thing I'm taking out, Stiney, I'm not going to be mad at stuff, little stuff anymore. I'm going to enjoy this Warrior team. I'm panicking. They live in the Clippers. But what I saw
What about Kuminga?
Why am I feeling like that's a nothing burger?
Well,
what if I told you when they decided not to give JK the contract, that said a whole lot. And I'll leave that there for you to decipher. When they said, we're not going to marry you right now, I don't think anything should have Warrior fans crazy like last night. And can we, to the media, PSA, a
careful,
benching
careful.
Is when a player does not
I
play.
Agree. I agree.
Not when he's out of the starting rotation.
I agree.
Yeah. You do that in New York.
Jonathan Kuminga was not benched last night. He was told he's coming off the bench.
Via text.
Let me tell you something.
I'm out.
Getting benched means you get 0 playing time.
Right, you're off.
You don't get 30 minutes and get benched.
Right.
Anyway, nice game last night for the Warriors. They fell behind by 20 at one point, 34-14, and they came back and they won by almost 20. So you go into halftime, and I kind of felt like they were fortunate to be as close as they were, and then they come out in the third quarter like the Niners.
Man.
21-0. And they put away the Pelicans. And now they're 3-1. And they got the Pelicans again tonight. And this is the one you want to try. Get a little greedy.
This is the one you want.
Get a little greedy right here. No doubt about it. I'm sorry, but when you see these back-to-backs in the NBA like this.
What do you call back-to-backs?
It feels like 90% of them, you always go 1-1.
Okay.
So you got a shot here to win again tonight. Maybe you get Wiggins back. He gives you a different dimension, and you head out on the road with a 4-1 record. But look,
you were at the game.
Yeah, I was.
You were on the bench with Stotts. Whitley took a picture.
Yeah,
both of you guys look good for your age, man.
He's too old.
Now, damn. Now you wouldn't think you just did a show with him yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly.
Top rope.
Terry Stotts. Oh,
you go back.
He was on Mike Montgomery's staff back 20 years ago. Terry Stotts. Let me tell you something. Can I give a hint to some people?
Take your time.
Let me tell you the biggest, one of the best things you can do when you see someone you haven't seen for a while.
Give it to me.
Is approach them, and before you say hello, say your name. Because nobody remembers you. And so
I had this yesterday. I saw a lot of friends so I hadn't seen.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Terry Stotts in 20 years. So I'm walking toward him. And he looks and I see that he kind of remembers, but no clue who he's going to.
So you said your
that's
name.
Nine Mets.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This sucker.
And then he goes, I'm sorry, who? No.
Okay. I was like, yikes.
Like, but there's nothing worse than, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? How you doing, brother?
Yeah,
yeah. That means you don't know the guy's name.
So not to snitch on you, were in a conversation yesterday where you thought it was somebody else, and then they revealed mid-conversation, this is not the person.
That's true.
And on that note, real quick, Snotty, about Sunday, the Niner game, I ran into the mailman in Capitola, and I forgot to shout him out yesterday. So he loves the show, offered to buy me a drink. I said no because I had money. So shout out to the mailman. But listen, just about last night, Rob Lowe, what if I told you all, when they were down 20, it felt like the Toronto game and the New Orleans game last year at home when this thing was got to 30 or 40 and Boo Birds came out. Stunny, I thought it was going there, and they showed heart. They were scrapping. They were scrapping. And Draymond, thank you. That's what leaders do. So everybody balled. And Stunny, do we got a Lynn sanity problem?
That wouldn't be a problem. That would be a solution.
He is out there balling. Waters the third, asked how does he stay ready, says he sleeps with the strap. He's always ready to. You know what a strap is, Donnie.
Well, I found out this morning.
A blinky.
Yeah. A what?
A blinky.
A binky. That's what kids sleep with, right? A little binky?
Or gat.
Like a
but
little.
But anyway, Donnie. He said he sleeps with a strap. He's ready. He wakes up ready to shoot. That's incredible. Yeah,
in this day and age, in this day and age, maybe you just say, you know what? When I wake up, I'm ready to shoot.
I said what I said.
But
he was great.
Yeah, he was Buddy Hield.
25 second half points, man. He can get. He's a shooter. So he can get hot with the best of them. But Stoddy, he couldn't hit the side of a barn in the first half. I was like, oh, brother. But I like it.
Yeah, they're you know, it's one of those games where I heard a couple people say, well, that's a game they don't win last year. And I'll agree. You know why? Because last year they didn't have Buddy Hield, Lindy Waters III, and Kyle Anderson. Maybe that's the reason they won it.
Now, what if I told you the Clipper game is the game they didn't win last year and they didn't win it Sunday? I know I just went to the funeral and my life changed.
I mean, is that really what you want to do right off a funeral is start bickering with your partner?
Oh, no. No,
it sounds like that's what you want to do.
I'm done bickering.
Yeah, right.
Shout out
to
Carter. Yeah, Chickering. Well, that was bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah. I mean, look, that was a great win last night.
Pods,
and no Curry,
minutes.
No Wiggins, no D'Anthony Melton, and they get solid games from everybody. Here's what the best part of the game is. And before the game, I'm with Evan, and we find out Kuminga's not going to start. And, at first you go, oh, okay. And then you think, well, wait a minute. You're telling me Kuminga's not going to start and they don't have their two leading scorers, essentially, Wiggins and Curry.
Go ahead.
And no Melton. How can he not start? And Steve Kerr, and we'll get into it, but Steve Kerr ended up explaining why Kuminga didn't start. And I said to Evan, well, I guess I know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. But the reality is, then you play a game like that, and the best part is Kuminga isn't the biggest thing last night.
Mm. I mean, it was a big part of the comeback, Stoddy. He played a season high in minutes and had a season high in points.
But that's the kind of game where if you lose and Kuminga comes off the bench and, he might not be crazy about it, it takes on a bigger life of its own. And you win a game by 20 points. Now,
But does he start tonight?
It depends, I think.
Because I listened to you, Willard and Dibbs from Chase. They did a great job. You, Evan, and the guys, Donnie, and Willard and Dibbs. I think it was all of you in agreement that last night was a Kuminga game. And
it was.
I totally was in agreement.
It was.
And it ended up being that. But moving forward, Donnie, and I asked Evan this in the green room, if you're Kuminga, how would you feel, even though you played, the fact that you weren't starting?
Yeah, well, he's clearly annoyed.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's hard to decipher from his post-game comments.
I would be.
And we'll get into some of those post-game comments. But, I mean, what I'm seeing early is that this is about the team. It's not about the one guy who's playing for a contract. And bottom line is, Kuminga came off the bench and he helped. and he played a season high minutes, and he was a big part of the second half. So
everybody played last night, Donnie. I know the league got ugly, but everybody played.
Spencer played
3 minutes. Two of three.
Reese Beekman?
He got 3 minutes. Okay. No field goals.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
Gary Payton the second. 8 minutes that felt like 16.
888-957-9570 is the number. You know, the way I look at that game last night is in a very, very positive way. I mean, to me, in the NBA, if you're going to play a lot of guys, you got to win games so that when they go back to the locker room after the game, nobody's got a gripe. And even if you have a gripe, it shouldn't matter because you won by 18 points. Mm. So that's where I'm at with this team right now. They're getting a lot of contributions. I thought Pods played his best game of the year. He was really good in the second half. You know, the guy makes things happen. He definitely does. I'm not saying he's a perfect player by any stretch, but
he gets every ounce of his out of his talents. What about his footwork? I mean, the dude will sit there and dance and dance and dance and spin and get it off. I'm like, man, kudos.
Yeah, so the Golden State Warriors with a nice win last night. They're 3-1. And tonight's the kind of game, boy, now you really want this one. Especially when you're going on a 5-game road trip.
Yeah.
But
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.